It has been a deadly summer. Extreme heat from across the country has killed dozens of people. The Biden administration recently announced new rules to protect workers and communities from extreme weather, but it may not come soon enough. In Maricopa County, Arizona, which includes Phoenix, there have been nearly 450 suspected heat-related deaths this summer. Stephanie Tsai has this report from the Valley of the Sun.
Summer steamrolled into Phoenix fast and furious. NOAA concluding it's been one of the hottest summers on record. And heat has been suspected in hundreds of deaths, including that of a 10-year-old boy on a hike.
97.3.
The outdoors can be dangerous at this time of year. Living outdoors is even more so. At any given time each summer, some 9,500 people are unhoused in Maricopa County. 49-year-old Jerome Lee is one of them.
I mean, my head was, I was dizzy. I had a headache. This heat is hot over here in Phoenix.
Lee got a saline IV to rehydrate him. He'd been drinking. Alcohol can increase the risk of heat illness.
We're hoping we can help save some lives with the IV hydration.
Perla Puebla works with the nonprofit organization Circle the City, which this summer is trying to meet the most vulnerable where they are.
We did encounter a lot of patients last year that needed IV hydration, but they didn't want to go to the emergency room. They didn't want to leave their belongings behind.
Last year, 645 people died in Maricopa County from the heat, the most ever recorded. Almost half the victims were homeless, and over 60% had alcohol or drugs in their system.
Heat is the most readily observable and most attributable adverse health effect of a warming planet.
Physician John Balbus is the director of the Biden administration's new Office of Climate Change and Health Equity.
How bad are things? Has there been like a sea change in the risk here?
The really disturbingly high death tolls that we were talking about in places like Maricopa County are saying that the outdoor spaces are becoming uninhabitable now. In places like the desert Southwest, where the temperatures are getting so high and the heat waves are lasting so long and those minimum temperatures are so high, that people who are, suffering in our society, suffering from poverty, suffering from mental illness, are at highest risk.
Another high-risk group, outdoor workers. Filiberto Laris's job involves ferrying food to planes around the tarmac of Phoenix's main airport, where temperatures can run 3 to 5 degrees hotter than surrounding areas. His truck doesn't have air conditioning.
We have to stay there in our cabin. When you go to the shopping, when you go to the parking, how is your car? How hot it is?
He's done this job for 11 years, but now at 56, he's working mostly at night to avoid the worst of the heat.
I got problems with my feet. On the summer, I feel like my feet are burning. So as soon as I finish my shift, I got to take my shoes off.
A new ordinance in Phoenix requires employers to provide access to water, rest, and shade. The new rule also ensures access to air conditioning in vehicles, but won't go into effect until next May, which means Laris has several more weeks of extreme temperatures to sweat through.
I was thinking if I'm going to make it this year. Now we are on July, so I said half of the season, I can make it. So. I'm fighting to do it.
It's an occupational hazard that is getting worse every year. For some, the risks aren't on the job, but at home. 73-year-old Deanna Moreau divides her time between playing piano in retirement communities and serving as president of the Arizona Association of Manufactured Homeowners. She says she's an advocate for residents.
40% of all indoor heat-related deaths occur in mobile homes in Arizona.
In her home, she added window treatments to block out the sun. Outside, she's installed awnings and planted large bushes for shade.
I said from the minute we moved to Arizona, if people took the measures to keep keep your house warm and keep the cold out like they do in Michigan, all right, they don't seem to do that here in Arizona.
And older mobile homes are heat magnets because they're not as well insulated, she says.
They don't have the dual pane windows. They're not necessarily designed to keep the heat out as well as a site-built home.
Just down the road, Trinell and Brian Mays's mobile home was built in 1973.
Our last electricity bill was over $350 for this small trailer.
Like when it's this hot, I've got it set at 78 and it's running 82, 83, sometimes all the way up to 85 in here. Which isn't the end of the world, but when you've got, you know, your air conditioner's running that long, you know it's going to hurt at the end of the month.
Trying to stay safe from heat while conserving their limited finances is a challenge.
We don't go out to eat. You know, I try to buy everything on sale. We don't buy a lot of extra stuff. We don't treat ourselves.
And to make matters worse, Trinell is on disability, and Brian was unable to work until recently because of a kidney transplant. Their pre-existing conditions raise their risk for heat-related health problems.
I have type 1 diabetes, and if I get to a point where I start getting nauseated, I know that it's gone too far and I'm going to be dehydrated. And then once I start throwing up, I have to go right to the hospital.
But making places like Phoenix safer outdoors and indoors in a warming climate is possible, says Dr. John Balbus.
There's a difference between saying the temperature is increasing and saying, you know, that, you know, there's nothing we can do to help people, and that the deaths we're seeing, you know, are all because of climate change. It's that balance of the warming of the planet and our effectiveness of our measures to protect people.
In an already deadly summer, that protection can't come soon enough. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai in Phoenix.